I'm Lisa Corian Phillip, and this is The Rundown. Normally, I cover higher education for WBEZ. But for this particular story, I got to step a bit outside that role. The assignment was to hear from a Chicagoan about a spot that, for them, embodies the city. I saw it as an opportunity for listeners to meet someone from my very niche Chicago community, a family friend, in fact. Alex Thomas, like me, is a child of immigrants from an oceanside southern Indian state called Kerala. Our parents speak a language called Malayalam and are part of India's Catholic minority. These roots were entangled in pretty much every part of our upbringing here in the Chicago area and made our community very tight-knit. Mine and Alex's family even settled in the same suburban subdivision. I recently found out that Alex had become a doctor, but also a comic book artist and drummer in an 80s synth rock band. What could be more Chicago than that? I had to know how he does it all. Growing up, I really strained against my parents' expectations. They wanted me to be able to support myself financially. Instead, I set out to be a musician and then became a public radio reporter. But Alex, he's an immigrant parent's ideal child by day, rebel child by night. What I had forgotten about Alex is that he too is a middle child. That piece of info wound up factoring into our conversation in a way I didn't expect. So, middle children of Chicago and immigrant kids, this one's for you.
Walking down the halls at Fort Knox, you know, like to go to the vending machine, you just walk by so many rooms where, like, at any given, you know, night of the week, there's just so many different bands playing. Everyone is in, like, the same boat, kind of working for this show that's coming up. My name is Alex Thomas. I am a native Northbrook resident, and I'm a pediatric and adult allergist and immunologist. I'm also a cartoonist, and I spend the rest of my free time playing in a cover band called Big Trouble. I remember the first time I came here, I was like, I feel like an actual musician coming here. I hadn't played, you know, drums in 10 years, and I felt very self-conscious about my abilities. And so I was like, I feel like we're being taken seriously here. This is pretty awesome. For me, it's like a great, you know, encapsulation of what I like about Chicago and the music scene specifically, just that there's so much happening and everyone's just working, you know, after work and, you know, putting the hours, and that's really nice. I'm a middle child, and so I feel the middle childedness of Chicago, and I like that. So I like that, you know, we strive to impress, but also we keep it real. My parents, you know, immigrated from India, and they both were our physicians, so part of what attracted them to the city was just the opportunities in hospitals, and they liked the city as well. So that's how I ended up being born here. I've been drawing comics for as long as I can remember. So even from 3 years old, I remember just wanting to draw on, you know, the inside of books, to much of my parents' chagrin, just to find white paper anywhere I'd fill it. I, you know, had this practical mind, kind of both from coming from immigrant parents who are both physicians, as well as just kind of like learning from artists that I was, you know, working with, that it was actually okay to have a career outside of the production of art. And so I was pre-med and an art major. I started to see, as I was starting to practice medicine, that art and comics in particular could be really, really useful in education and connecting with patients and as a vehicle for self-expression. So that became, you know, a big passion of mine. My non-day job is working on that, and so I draw comics and make educational materials for different types of organizations. We're actually presenting at San Diego Comic-Con later this week, so we're getting ready for that. Coming from immigrant parents, like, they didn't have hobbies. Work is life, so the idea that, like, I'm rushing from clinic to go to cover band practice is very funny, but also, like, it's incredibly important to me. I checked our families, like, WhatsApp, like, to our relatives in India and all over the world. And my dad had sent, like, photos from my last show to everyone. So sweet. So sweet. I was like, oh, he really is happy that I'm doing this weird thing. Yeah. For me, it's a great example of how you can do a lot of different things in Chicago and be able to do it all in a single day, where I'm like, I was at work, I'm at rehearsal, I go back and tuck the kids in. It's great. It's a really nice feeling, where I feel like in a lot of cities, things are so disconnected, you probably couldn't do all of those things, you know, that easily. I mean, traffic is bad, but it's not that bad.
Thanks to editors Patrick Smith and Ariel Van Cleef. Justin Bull and I produced this episode. I'm Lisa Corian Phillip. Thanks for listening.